Thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate it. We are one of the partners in the process, as Sir John has mentioned in his presentation. We are a kind of more distant cousin because we don't have a governance structure in the European region, but we are actively participating throughout the process. And we, in a way, with the proposal of this of the restructuring of the institutional arrangement of the environment and health process, we would be losing a branch on which we are sitting because we are one of the members of this ministerial board. Having said that, I think it's a rather wise evaluation of the situation where this ministerial board has been created with good intentions to maintain the political leadership, but at the same time, what has been the case, as I have participated in several of these ministerial meetings, the ministers were replaced by their officials in participating, and there was an uneven level of engagement. And also what you are trying to address, and listening to the discussion here, uneven view on the process from the health community and the environment community. And of course, part of it has to do with the fact that there is the Environment for Europe ministerial process and the Batumi conference, which has finished not long ago. So from the UN environment perspective, we will definitely continue to be engaged. For us, it's a strong topic of linkage of health and environment. Tomorrow we will be presenting during the session on the United Nations Environment Assembly that the topic for the next session will be pollution-free world, and then there you can clearly see the element of health. But long term, we have been following the relationship. We have similar processes which are emerging in other parts of the world that UN Environment, WHO, and others are engaged. So there's definitely a positive inspiration that we are bringing as a global organization from the European process into the other processes. And finally, the last thing, again, we will talk about it more tomorrow, is that Ostrava conference gave us an opportunity to agree with the Czech host to organize a ministerial consultation for the European ministers for the preparation of the Environment Assembly. So we will use the opportunity of having the environment ministers, inshallah, participating in the Ostrava conference in organizing a consultation for UNIA with the obvious topic of the pollution-free world and benefiting from really what I could underline, having been in Ostrava a number of times, that it is an excellent laboratory of showing the relationship between health and environment. Thank you, Madam Chair.